first episode of season one of Woo-hoo. The Third Imperium Actual Play Podcast with the Dice Haven Gang. I'm Mason. I am the referee for now and until eternity.
That long? I'm Stan. I play Jadis Gant, a Terran.
I'm Bailey. I'm playing Tassan, and he's a computer specialist.
I'm John. I'm playing Admiral Kane, who's a Terran and wrote the book on counter-espionage and espionage.
Literally.
He's the man.
And I am Chris. I play Reuben Glazer, a Harkoon, which is a dog race.
And get used to that.
Oh, yeah. I already know that's going to be a running gag. So there's no recap to do, because this is our first episode ever. But we're going to start off, actually, at Zemus, which is a system in the Concordia subsector of space. We're going to be on the spaceport. Our Admiral Kane, Reuben Glazer, and Jadis are going to be oriented together because they have a history. Previous adventures they've been on during their terms
you make it sound
of service.
Like a, you make it sound like a rap sheet, the way you said it.
Some of us do.
I've got the mug photos and stuff, too. We can post those there.
Nice.
But our other character, Tassan, is not. He will be with us later. So, you guys are on the spaceport already, which is a pretty decent one because, as we know, the Third Imperium has, for various political reasons, pumped a lot of funds into getting this thing heavily colonized. You've been book passage going to Eureka because that is where Admiral Kane has decided to build his spaceship with the help of Reuben and all the extra ship shares he brings to the table. Eureka, though, is going to be about a 3-4 week journey on this Tenderfoot, which is a subsidized liner captained by Melon. So if you guys want to know some stats on a subsidized liner, let me pull that out real quick. Just so you have an idea what you're on.
That would be good.
I think what you guys have built is a free trader, right? Or a far trader?
Free trader, I think.
I believe it was the free trader.
I think you're right.
Although it cost a lot of money, so.
It was not free. Exactly.
They all cost a ton of money. They're so expensive.
In fact, we just have shares in it. We don't even own it.
So I thought it was going to be super easy to... There it is, right there. So this guy is a big one. Where are the tons? It's got a jump 3 engine, which is pretty significant. And it's 240 hull points. It's got standard staterooms for 30 people.
Oh, no, that's nice.
Yeah, and it's got low berth for 20 people. So mine, and it's got a crew of, I think, 6. Yeah, so it can carry 44 people.
I'm assuming we procured normal staterooms.
Yes, you did. You procured normal staterooms. See, 600 tons, there it is. Yeah, and to give you an idea, your free trader, I think, is like 200.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure. Ish. Oh. Yeah, nothing like flipping through a book. Yeah, 200 tons. So it's approximately 300 times bigger than your ship.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big ship, right? But the advantage it has is the jump-through drive, so it can get you pretty far. So as you're approaching through the ports here, there's actually a number of other passengers you see boarding the ship, and the captain is actually there greeting everybody as they come on.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll walk up to Captain Melon and the Tenderfoot.
We are boarding the ship, or we're already on the ship?
You're boarding the ship.
Okay.
Yeah, you're in the dock area, and you're coming around into the dock.
Since we have a military equipment, do we need to check it with the ship's purser or the captain?
So any equipment like that you had, we'll say that you already had arranged
to have it delivered
to have it loaded up.
Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
Okay.
Like that equipment is illegal to bring out, but it's like, if you keep it in storage, they get it. Spaceports are actually not beholden to the law level of the planet, right? So you can bring stuff in cargo boxes, and as long as it stays locked up, that's okay.
Yeah, because Zemus is law level 4, so no light assault weapons, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I've got a piece of military hardware, so it needs to be secured.
Yeah, and you could have already had that arranged to be delivered.
That's
and
perfect.
And it could be waiting for you if you want to have said you did that.
That is
in
cool.
advance.
Okay.
So yeah, so that would go for anybody's
with
items
my,
that
I have an archaic weapon. I have a crossbow. Would I have to ship that ahead of time?
It's tech level 4, so you can have pistols, shotguns. You can't have light assault weapons or submachine guns, so that's definitely...
So I'm going to say that your crossbow, because it's got the range of like a... That was it, we say like a musket-loading rifle, right?
Yes.
Which is legal to carry right here.
So then, yeah, we're going to say it's good. I mean, it's one...
Tech level three is what it was.
Yeah, we'll say it's okay to carry.
All right.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, other people are carrying pistols around, and if you get in a fight, you're probably actually on the underpowered. Yeah, because
gotcha. Okay, cool.
It may do a decent amount of damage, but the pistol's probably going to win out.
And Jadis, my character, he has a staff that he carries around, but he carries it for religious reasons because he was a chaplain when he was in the military. But he also knows how to use it as a weapon. So,
dun dun dun.
Nice. Also, it's 10 foot long, so he can.
10 foot long. Probe for traps. Are you going to be duct taped to the outside of the ship's hull?
Yeah.
Your staff out there.
Check that asteroid.
Check that. No, wait. Check that one. And then when it blows up, it was a trap. Awesome. Do you guys want to describe what you look like?
Yeah, sure.
Go for it.
I don't know what Harkoon look like. Are they large? Are they human sized? Are they?
Oh, there's a picture in the book if you use that species as a reference.
I mean, I'm picturing kind of like a non-menacing werewolf, kind of a walk on my hind legs.
Kind of, yeah. Like you're not like weirdly deformed as far as
not quite as big as a human in terms of height.
You can tell I'm descended from canines.
So hey, what kind of canine? Yeah. Are you like a pit bull? Or are you like a Doberman? Or are you like a husky?
I'm husky.
Husky. I like husky.
Chihuahua?
That's good.
A chihuahua.
I'm guessing.
The poodle.
He's going out guessing.
Ruben Glazer, the poodle. So
here's a picture.
Oh, yeah. So
part of why they're not as tall as humans is because, you know, they're humped over a little bit.
Like a blue husky.
Yeah, a blue husky.
He's pretty cool looking.
Yeah, you don't have to look just like that guy.
Or you could.
You should.
I should.
You should.
So I am bipedal, but I do have kind of paws. But I've developed opposable thumbs, it looks like, and dexterity, so I can use my hands, much like a human does.
Do you have blue fur like him?
I think I do. I think I've got kind of a blue fur with a little bit of a white undertone.
Nice.
Oh, okay. What page is that?
So I'm slightly smaller than the human size.
Page 53 is another page there. Oh, yeah.
It shows
maybe
the relative
by about
height
a
of the species.
Foot or so.
Yeah.
So maybe like dwarf size compared to if we're talking D&D.
How tall are you? Like 4 foot six or something? Yeah.
No. Average human, I think, here is what, 6 foot?
Yeah.
So you're about 5 foot?
The shoulders.
It's probably like 5 foot two, something like that.
All right. That works.
Yeah. And for those who aren't able to see what was happening, Stan was holding up a book with a kind of a reference picture of sizes and shapes of the various species.
So that is Ruben Glazer, the Harkoon.
Excellent.
Here we go.
Yes.
So I'm Admiral Kane, and Admiral Kane is about 6 foot two, more of a thin build. He's got gray hair, a gray beard, and very bright green eyes. They're real obvious and kind of his striking feature. He has a tremor handshake in his right hand, and he tries to cover it up, but he has a slight shake in his hand, and we're not so sure as to why, but that's basically what Admiral Kane looks like.
Nice.
Dasan's not there, so
yeah. Oh, Dasan's right. On prison.
Yeah, you don't
who
know
knows
what
he
like.
Looks like.
That's right. It's all actually a gag on Bailey. Yeah. We've invited Bailey to be a part of the podcast, but he's not actually in the game.
Right. Just really,
just observer. So Jadis Gant, he is 34 years old, and he has a military background, but he also became a chaplain while he was in the military. There was some of the horrors of war that he saw early on that led him on a spiritual journey. So he's average height, brown, kind of semi-curly hair, blue eyes. He typically, even though underneath his robes he wears a civilian clothes, he usually wears a religious tunic over the top of that, and he has a hood that sometimes, if he wants to be particularly mysterious or pensive, he will toss the hood over his head, and he carries around a staff. So usually looks like a religious figure, but he can doff the robe in a hurry if he wants to be turned into his civilian.
Right on. So as you approach, you get in line, people in front of you go past, and Captain Malon's there. Oh, yeah?
Captain Malon, do I know Captain Malon from naval service or by reputation, or is this someone that we've never met before?
Roll 2d6. We'll let it be random.
That sounds good. We got a 6.
All right. You don't know him.
Okay, awesome. So I'll step up, say, Captain Malon, it's an honor and a privilege to be on your vessel. I'm excited about passage. Is there anything that your crew needs assistance with or perhaps we could help with? I tend to get bored without something to do, so if there's anything that you need, we'd be glad to assist.
And he just smiles and says, well, you are quite the energetic individual, aren't you?
Says, well, my name is Kane, and very excited to help if we could. And this is my good friend Ruben here, and Jadis as well.
Captain Mela, it's a pleasure.
Well, we don't get a lot of you around here.
I was raised in a human household, and I practically feel like I'm human myself. But I realize that I look quite different from everyone else.
I'm not worried about her. I have a couple of good friends that are a member of your species. Haven't seen them in a while, but they're traitors, and you know how that goes.
It is an honor to fly with you on your ship.
Wow, I gotta say, I've never run into this many people this excited to be on my ship, but I like it. I like it a lot. I kind of fully staffed, though, so I don't really have need for it at the moment.
Perhaps you have a commissary on board where we might get the occasional supplies.
We do. Yeah, we've got a commissary, and you guys are all booked for staterooms, so you don't have to sleep the whole trip.
There is a particular Harkoon hair gel that keeps fleas away. Do you happen to stock that in the commissary?
Or perhaps
I'm going to roll the dice and we're going to find out.
Perhaps a collar of some kind?
Nope. Oh. Unfortunately, I don't.
I wouldn't expect you to. Most places don't have it, but I had my hopes up.
Should we go back to the spaceport to see if we can procure that for you? Good.
I have. Well, I have enough to last me to the for the journey.
That is important. You remember the time on Epsilon 7?
Well, you had to bring up Epsilon
7. We will speak of it no more.
You guys have a lot of history, don't you?
Yeah. Well, we've been friends for quite some time.
Rap sheet.
Oh. And out of game, you didn't actually introduce yourself as the Admiral, did you?
No, I did not. Okay. No, I just said I'm a Kane.
I'm going to roll to see if he recognizes your name, because you're kind of a big deal around
you're
here with that book.
Famous.
I know, I got a book.
Boom! I actually
Holy
rolled
crap,
12. So he knows you.
He might have read my book.
Yeah. So he kind of looks, you said Kane, right?
Yes, sir.
Are you that Admiral Kane, the one that wrote that espionage and counter-espionage book?
I actually was.
That was a good read.
Well, I'm glad.
I mean, I've never had to do any of that stuff, but I liked it.
You read the book?
I did.
Do you remember him talking about a dog-like friend of his who helped him on some of the missions?
I do. That was you?
Yep.
Yeah, that was me. That was me. I was.
That's Ruben.
We got bona fide celebrities on board.
Oh. Yes. We'll be signing signing autographs later on.
Fantastic. I think I might have my copy of the book. I'm kind of old-fashioned. Well, I like hard copies.
I know exactly how you feel. Unless, I feel the same way. I actually have about 10 hard copies if you'd like to see one.
Well, I think I'll just stay with mine.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I was very glad to meet you. And like I said, if there's anything we can do to assist or help in any way, shape, or form, we're glad to assist.
Well, what are you good at besides admiraling? You're a pilot, right?
Our friend Jadis.
I'm good at things that we can't talk about because they're all secret. They're espionage.
He is our kind of religious.
You haven't heard of me because I was so secret I wasn't even in the book.
Yeah. Okay.
I was the one you never found out about.
And he kind of pats you on the shoulder. I believe you. He's like, so you had a couple of packages shipped about 30 minutes ago.
Oh, good.
Here's the receipts for them. And if you want them, they're down in the locker space.
Did we expect a shipment out of game?
Yeah, your stuff.
Oh, good. Yeah, thank you so much. No, in terms of skills, I'm trained with sensor operations. I'm also quite skilled as a pilot if you need any assistance. And I'm also a good navigator. And you'll find occasionally I can give a good inspirational speech, and that tends to help the crew, but only if needed.
All right. Well, hopefully we won't need it. I mean, we're just going to Eureka. It's not a terribly difficult, dangerous jump.
Yep.
But lunch is served in about 45 minutes or so in the commissary.
Yes.
Hungry fellow,
Jadis is hungry.
I've been fasting, so I'm hungry.
Oh, well.
Since breakfast.
I'm fond of the food, but hey, maybe I've just got used to it and I don't know better. But you guys can head over there now, or you can go to your rooms or whatever.
Captain, one question. Yep. On our jumps, are we going to be able to stop at any of the spaceports along the way, or are we going to be just skimming gas giants and continuing on?
So the first one we're going to... Oh, let me look at the map again. It's out again, I remember.
Are we going to the uncontrolled territories to Yance?
Yeah, so we're going to... Our first jump's to Yance. We're going to scoop up some stuff off the gas giant there. Then go over to Claudius, and then down to Essa, and then over to Eureka.
Oh, gotcha. So Claudius is a nice spaceport.
Mm-hmm.
So is Essus.
Yeah. There's a couple people getting off in Claudius, so we'll stop there briefly.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having the ability to do some trading there if we get to Claudius. That would be great. There's some items I might want to procure.
Yeah, usually when we go in a system like that, we're there for about a week, a couple of days to get into the planet, and a couple of days there, and then a couple of days to get out to jump space again. So
that'd be great.
I bet they'll have some of that hair gel there.
Well, I wouldn't know.
it's a need.
Yeah, it's... We'll leave it at that.
I believe you. So, yeah, I mean, that's the route we're going. Not complicated.
Perfect. Excellent.
Well, I'm tired. I'd like to check out my room, just rest up a bit, and then go grab some dinner.
Sure can. If you need anything, you can talk to Buzz. He's our steward.
Oh, good.
Buzz the steward. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
Hello, Buzz.
It's not his real name, obviously, but if he feels like telling you the story, he'll tell you the story.
Is he missing hair?
No.
Did he say
he's not,
Buzz,
actually.
The steward's name was Buzz.
Both.
He said both. We double buzzed the steward.
Like I said, once you're on board, lunch, dinner, breakfast served regularly. We got a little bit of exercise area you can use if you want to. Just make yourself at home.
Captain. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We'll see you on board.
Give my hearty handshake and head out.
All right.
So you guys head in. Mm-hmm. You're allowed into the cargo bay to verify that your items are there, but it all stays in the cargo bay.
Yep.
Mostly because they don't want people running around their ship in like power armor or heavy plasma guns. It's usually not most people's idea of an enjoyable trip.
Super uptight.
Yeah. If you guys, who's all going to go to lunch?
Yeah, I'll go. If you're going to go eat, I'll go.
He's just going.
Yeah, just drop. I was going to drop off some stuff.
I'm going to lunch. That's
all. I will lunch with everyone.
Good chance to meet people too, and
rest.
So very shortly after you guys get on board, there's only like a couple people behind you. The ship goes through its disembarking procedure and maneuvers around and starts heading out to a safe distance for jump, because the jump drives you have to be away from any intense gravity wells, otherwise weird stuff happens.
It would be bad.
So it's like a couple days. Generally, so when you jump into a system you plan on staying at, you're there for roughly a week. It's a few days, you jump in at a safe distance from a gravity well, a few days into the station, you're there for a couple of days, resupplying or whatnot, a few days back out to jump distance, and then you jump. So you got a couple of days before you get out there. So when you head into lunch, pretty much everybody's there, and they're all standard fare tourists.
How many passengers, like 10 of us or
five? No, low berths are all full.
Oh,
so
wow.
There are 20 people frozen, and you got 24 people, including you guys. You're part of that 24 roaming around.
24 people.
Yeah, there's room for 30, and there's 6 crew members.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'll look around.
Yeah, it's packed out. But this, again, Zemus is a pretty bustling trade hub.
As we go into the cafeteria and we're going through the, whatever the cafeteria is, if it's a standard cafeteria, if we place an order or in line. Just looking around at
the... They have a cup, like a cook. I said cup. They have a cook. Yeah, and he has like pre... We're doing burgers for lunch and that kind of thing.
Take your tray and you kind of go up. So anyway, as we're doing that, I'm just kind of scanning through the room at the tables and just kind of impressions that I see from checking out the room.
So you come in there and it's pretty full. There maybe not all 24 passengers are in there, but maybe 18, 19 or so. And everything looks pretty standard run-of-the-mill fare, except there's one table with one person sitting at it.
Everybody, when we scan the room, are they all humans? Or are there any Aslan or Vargers other than our good friend Reuben?
On this particular journey, the only non-human is Reuben.
Okay, awesome. Right?
But no one seems to, like, they see you guys come in, but there's no weird reaction, especially currently.
Wait till they meet us.
Yeah, of course they know you. So the Harkoon and the humans have a peaceful relationship, so people don't see Harkoon and go, oh, run away, it's... Right. And even though there was a war about 80 years ago with the Katal, generally speaking, a couple Katal aren't... People don't freak out about it, right?
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Unless they come in and start acting aggressive. Things are tense, but it's not like, oh, everyone leave the room because Katal have come in, right?
Mm. Right.
Unless, I mean, that's general people. I'm sure there are extremists around, but yeah. Anyway, there's one table with a kind of younger-looking gentleman, if you want to call him that. He hasn't shaven in a number of days. His hair is very disheveled. He has a trench coat on, and he's probably, from the looks of him...
A pervert.
Does he have no pants on? He's just wearing a trench coat. Is that what's going on?
I can
suddenly I'm excited.
He's got beady eyes darting back and forth.
Very shifty.
His hands are tightly gripping both edges of his trench coat,
like Mr.
And suddenly
Gadget.
We run back to our rooms.
No,
Mr. Gadget.
You being a Harkoon,
you smell fear.
You don't smell fear, but you think that probably there's a bit of a smell to him. And that's only because you have heightened senses of smell. Like, these guys don't notice.
Yeah.
That might be why he's sitting alone. But he's got a laptop in front of him, and mm-hmm. he's just super focused on it and doesn't even know you guys have come in. Right now, all of the tables only have, like, one or two seats available. And that's the only place the three of you guys could sit together if you wanted to sit together.
So I point my muzzle over at that table and I'll sit over there, Admiral Monkey Boy.
Yeah. Glad to, Bob Barker.
So you don't get on all fours and then point 1 foot forward?
And then I scratch him behind the ear. Sorry. I scratch him behind the ear. Let's go over there.
You guys can't smell it, but there's a little bit of a...
What?
He hasn't bathed in a while. I'm just...
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Pretty sure. Okay, I'll sit on the other side. Do you mind sitting next to him, or is that going to overwhelm your senses?
Put the one with the most...
really.
Let's try it. And if
that's
I,
good okay, leadership.
I'll sit next to him. My smell, sure the sense fine, of smell okay. is terrible.
Right. That's a true admiral. Cannon fodder.
Yeah.
Janice, you're always a giver, so I appreciate
that's
that.
That's right. I'm going to take one for the team.
You
here.
Are. Okay.
Yeah. Leave it all in.
Do you guys want some coffee or anything? I can grab something. The coffee bar. Maybe that'll kill our nasal senses. Okay, well, we'll go sit down.
All right.
Hello, sir.
What? Hey, what you doing here?
Hey, glad to meet you. I'm Kane. Very nice to meet you.
I'm Tassan.
Okay.
I'm just going
to... You won't shake my hand?
I'm just real busy working. I mean...
Okay, well, that's good. What are you working on?
This
is Jadis, my friend, and
hello.
Also Ruben.
Oh, hey, guys. Hey, it's been a long time since I've seen a Harkoon. That's great. Hey, glad you're on board.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Have you interacted with many Harkoon?
No, not at all. Oh. No. No, but it's really great to see one. I mean,
good.
Yeah.
How many coffees have you had to some?
Today? Like this morning? I've like 15 like or so because I'm really working hard on this computer program over here. This ship's computers, I mean, they are so outdated. It's unbelievable. I mean, we'll be lucky to make it to Eureka. Wait.
You're making me feel real comfortable.
We'll be lucky if we make it to Eureka.
Are you sure about that? Well, no,
we'll make it fine. We'll make it fine. It'll be great.
I'm going to write that down.
Captain Malon said it'll be perfectly fine. He's done this jump a lot.
What?
Yeah. No. Captain Malon said it'll be fine. I'm sure, this computer knows how to get to Eureka, so, you know, just not
optimal.
Are you
working on the navigational system?
All the systems
here. I lean over your shoulder. Is there a nav program up?
Yeah. I have, like, all the ship systems up.
Do you mind
up
if I look at this?
No, yeah, go right ahead.
I got navigation. I kind of skimmed through it.
Oh, yeah, great. Just watch your drinks on my computer, though. I mean, you know, I'm kind of
make a
here.
Roll. So what he's got open isn't the navigation.
Okay, I got a 10 total. So I got eight's a target number, so I'm very
successful. So 10's what you need. And the reason why is what he's got open is like.
Oh, sorry, with intellect, it's a 12.
Oh, that's even better. So you have 2 points of shift. So for the listeners and for everybody at the table, you have a target number. Average is 8. So you get 8 or greater.
Okay.
And you always add an attribute and a skill unless you're doing like a special like strength test or something, right? So you add those together and then that's whatever you roll. So in this case, Admiral Kane got a 10 on the die, right?
9 on the die, 1 for my skill, 2 for my intellect. So a total of 13.
So for a total of 12. So the target number was 10 in this case because the difficulty is a little bit higher. And the reason is what he had open wasn't your traditional navigational pane. It was like the programming under the hood.
It's like the code for the nav. Right. Got it.
But, you know, not well enough. You're seeing like maybe you don't understand the specifics of the code, but you're seeing like all the keywords and stuff. And you go, that's nav code. Maybe you do. But so every point of success you get above your target number is or below it. Okay, so any point above or below is an effect. So he got 2 points of positive effect, so that just like you succeed a little bit better.
So, like, as soon as he starts talking to me and I get their names, I'm going to start pulling up the ship manifest and the passenger list just to, like, to see. And then I'm also going to pull up another window to then see, like, you know, what I can search on them, you know, on, like, what the computer database has on these people, like, what I can search.
Oh, I'm awesome. Watching you do this.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm the type of guy that has, like, you know, 50 windows open and I'm, like, moving in between.
Checking them.
Yeah, so while he's doing that, since you got the two success, you actually are able to pick out some details that, like, oh yeah, this is outdated. Like, it's not broken. It's just
like an old version of software.
Right.
Like, and these have like an upgrade.
It's like two versions behind. So it's,
is this indicative of the way he manages most of his vessel?
No, I think it's just the way he manages his money. I mean, you know, it's expensive, and I mean, this stuff isn't free. But you know, I'm going to be able to do this for you while we're en route.
Yeah,
right.
I'm not used to this. Most in the Navy, we have the state of the art software.
Yeah, of course you do.
And also, as an out of game, being a couple updates behind isn't the end of the world, right?
Could mean death, but other than that.
Like, well, no, it's, anyway, those updates were working. Military used them at one point.
For the Admiral, the ships that were on were completely updated in terms of the software. Right. I made sure
sometimes
that my crew was
safe. Sometimes the updates have bugs. So yeah, sometimes the older version is more stable.
Right. So anyway, that's
true. Yeah, no, so I'm just updating the systems while we go to Eureka for him. Yeah.
Nice. What was the comment you made about maybe not making it?
Oh well, I'm just really, you know, I've been on a lot of ships, so you know, but we'll be fine. We'll be fine. This is heavily traveled.
You know, Tassan, okay. I don't know if I can listen as fast as you talk.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll drink less
trying.
Coffee next time.
I really am trying, but
yeah,
you might
want
to lay off the coffee.
Yeah, just a lot of coffee. Yeah,
I do want something.
Great,
awesome.
More coffee?
Yeah, I lean over to you. I lean over to Jadis and whisper in your ear. Watch him, make sure he doesn't get us killed. See what he's
that
doing.
Would be a good idea.
Yeah.
And I just kind of lean into the
what
computer.
What are you hungry for?
I would like something with noodles and no meat.
Got it.
Because I'm not eating meat today.
Really? Is it a fasting day?
It is. I'm a Rimward Orthodox, so we have certain
fasting days.
Certain
prohibitions. Should I fast today?
If you feel like your spiritual journey requires it,
I will
start searching RimWorld Orthodox.
Would you like our service?
RimWorld Orthodox.
RimWorld
Orthodox. I'm going to go get some raw meat.
Got it. Okay, cool. So Ruben and I are going to go to the dinner table. I'm going to grab
You give me like
buffet.
A sandwich? That'd be great.
So when
are
you get
fasting today?
No. I'll eat whatever, like a sandwich, so I can type with one hand and then keep working.
Perfect.
Great.
That sounds great.
Thanks,
young computer person.
Yeah, yeah.
say your name for me again.
Tassan.
Tassan.
Yeah, Tassan.
Okay. I'm pronouncing that right.
You're doing great. Yeah. What was your name again?
Ruben.
Ruben, what was your last name real quick?
He's touching the keyboard.
Glazer.
Ruben Glazer. Oh, yeah. You're here in the manifest. I see you as one of the passengers. You're going to Eureka too, right?
Can I ask you an awkward question?
Sure, sure.
What do you taste like?
That was our GM interjecting.
I slide the salt across the table.
You're delicious. Does Captain
Malon?
Does he know you're updating the software?
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah, that's part
so
of why
he hired you to do that.
Yeah. Okay, he's taking me to Eureka for free, and I'm updating all the systems for him.
Encountered people who are hackers and things, and that.
Oh no, I can do that. Yeah, I mean, have done that, but not now.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm just getting Eureka for free.
Doesn't look like it at all.
Yeah, I just got out of Glaxon Mobile Corp, right? And so doing all this research in cybernetics.
What was that?
Glaxon Megacorp.
Glaxon?
Glaxon Megacorp.
Aren't they the pharmaceutical company?
Yeah. So I just got out of there, and I wasn't near Eureka, which is my home planet. So I'm coming back now.
Hey, so Tassan.
Yeah.
Okay, out of game, I'm actually going to give him an inspirational leadership. And so, Tassan, I just want to let you know that the safety of the crew and all these passengers on this vessel are in your hands, and we're inspired by the fact that your abilities are capable, and so do your absolute best. So my leadership role, I get a total of that's an 11, so I made 3 successes, so he gets 3 boons. So if he has to make up to 3 skill tests, he gets to roll 3 dice and take the best 2.
Nice.
Very good.
Yeah. And inspired. And now I head over to...
How long does that last?
It doesn't have a time frame, so the GM can determine
while I'm working
what's
on the
appropriate.
Yeah, it kind of like makes sense.
Oh, for that. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'll just say it's for programming stuff.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, and so then I head over to get you some food.
Awesome.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Let me make a quick note here, and then I got a GM thing I want to do.
A GM thing. Dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun.
Okay, so as you guys go get in line, Ruben, you notice that, you know, there's a couple families on the ship too. Next to you is a child who is looking at you very intently. and also very excitedly, and it, but it's like that shy child thing. Whenever you look over, it like looks away, and but keeps looking sideways at you. You know, like out of its peripheral, and it's but it's not hiding it very well. Mm-hmm. And it like and it gets really close to you. Its parents are there.
How old is the child?
Oh, maybe 8.
Boy, girl.
Girl.
And this is while we're getting food, mm-hmm. is how he said. Mm-hmm. So I kind of look at the kid when he's glancing. I kind of time it. So when he glances over, I kind of glance and wink at her. She does that and kind of.
So when you do that, she kind of like does that like the little shock jump kids do. And they get excited and like, oh, mom, he winked at me. He winked at me. She's like really excited. And then she gets like close again. And she goes, I'm Emma.
Emma. My name is Reuben.
She's like really, she kind of like shies back.
I haven't shaved in a while.
And then she kind of laughs. She goes, that silly, dogs don't shave.
Well.
He's shedding.
And then the mom's like, no, they're not dogs.
Technically, we're not dogs. We're harcoons.
She, oh, I'm sorry.
I know what you're saying.
And then so,
how old are you?
I'm 8.
Oh, 8 years old.
This is my best 8-year-old girl voice.
Yeah. I'm super excited.
I'm eight.
Oh, that's great. Are you in school, or what subjects do you like to study?
I like astrology.
Oh, that's a good
which,
one.
Which, out of game, probably best bet she means astrology. But she's 8.
That's one of my favorites, too. Now, I bet you didn't know you're going to meet someone famous. But my famous friend here is Admiral Kane. Have you ever heard of him?
She just looks at you, no, he looks like a nice man.
I reach into my bag and pull out a copy of his book that has his author's picture on the back, and I show it to her and then kind of hold it
and
up next
to when face. He does that, I stop with the food. I kneel down on my knee and I look her in the eyes and I say, it is my honor to meet you, my lady. And I kind of smile at her and kind of move my hand forward.
Admiral Kane, I bet you would like a signed copy of your book.
I am glad to sign it. So I sign the copy.
And she looks very like...
I say, to Emma, you are wonderful. And I say, Kane. And Reuben, you should sign it too. Technically, you're in the book.
I'll sign it. Emma, if you read this, I'm on pages 42, 67, and 80 through 120.
And don't remember page 326.
Don't look at page 326.
Epsilon 7. Yeah,
Epsilon 7. So I'll sign it too, and... Here you go.
So you give it to her, and she has that look of confusion, but also excitement because somebody gave her something, but she doesn't know why she got it. And so she's like, yay! And so she goes back over. She's like, thank you. She goes back over. Look, mommy, my new harcoon friend gave me a book.
I wave at the parents.
She's like, will you read it to me? And dad's like, when you're older.
It's a great bedtime story for kids.
You'll go to sleep in like 5 seconds.
I fall asleep every time.
it's my own bedtime story.
This is on page 27. He should get a signature too.
Whatever you grab. From
yeah, I'm getting, I guess, vegetarian. Coffee, you wanted just pasta.
I just want pasta.
Some pasta, yeah. So I'm getting a bunch of pasta, and then I'm going to get me a bunch of pasta. And so it looks like I have all pasta, and I slip a small amount of meat into the bottom because I'm spiritually focused, but at the same time, I am a little hungry. So I'm kind of maybe blending a bit.
What did you do, Kane? I saw
yours
you.
Is not. Yours is not. I know, fine. But... this must have fallen in my plate accidentally. Oh.
So
I smile at you. I pull this sticking piece of meat out and I sit down and I eat the pasta.
A roll to represent your...
I try and bring you a sandwich.
Programming stuff.
And this is the one with inspiration?
If you want to use it, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Called a boon.
Boon. So mechanically, a boon means normally you roll 2d6. A boon allows you to roll 3d6. You take the higher 2. You can also get a Bane where you still roll 3d6, but you take the lower 2.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So that's 8. Plus my computer skill.
And intelligence.
Plus your stat.
Plus intelligence plus my computer skill?
Yes.
All right, so that is a total of a 12.
Nice. So you only needed an 8, so you got 4 shits of success. That's a phenomenal success, basically.
Wow.
Nice to know we'll live.
I'm gonna make a note of that, or something else. I'm gonna doodle so you think I'm
okay.
Making
right,
notes.
That's a great.
He's a
note.
Doodler, chronic doodler. Mason's been doodling.
He's drawing the man in the trench coat.
That's right.
Also, who smells like, kind of funky. Set of goggles that are up like it's actually like a personal hub that's up on my my forehead. Also,
oh yeah, I forgot about that in the description. Sorry.
So like aviator goggles.
It's a -2.
No, they're like a. They're more like what Luke Skywalker wore in Empire Strikes Back. So I'm more like that, right? So I can get I can feed information from the computer straight to there.
Oh, nice. Gotcha.
Yeah. So.
So this counts as like a complex technical task, just for like, kind of grasp what you're doing. Or actually, I'm going to say this is like an hours. So it would take. So just as an example, that would take you. 2 times 4 is 6. I mean, 8.
8.
Math is hard.
Math.
So it takes you 8 hours to finish the programming on this stuff. But you get it upgraded successfully.
Okay,
you
actually great.
Clean up a few of the issues in the code that you saw. Like basically any bugs that pop in, you caught them.
Okay, cool.
And you fix them. So you're good there. So a couple of days go by and...
I just wanted to ask Emma's family what they were doing on the... Just walk over to them and tell them, hey, you got a wonderful daughter there. What are you guys doing? Where are you heading?
Oh, we're heading over to Claudius.
Oh, nice. Oh, you're stopping at Claudius. That's great.
We are. Well, we just came out here for vacation.
Oh, awesome. What do you guys do?
Oh, I'm with the corporate company that deals with mining.
Oh, nice.
On the frontier. Yeah. Very I work cool. in the office, though. I don't do any of the mining myself. I'm an accountant.
Is profits good?
Yeah, so far. I mean, we're not like running the market with it, if you will, but we're staying above water.
Well,
so
good
it's
to
doing
hear.
Well. I mean, I get paid well, take care of the family. My wife's a teacher. So
I hand him my card and say, if you're ever in need of any kind of assistance or help, we've got a small company here that we're putting together of people to help people out. So if you ever hear of anything, let us know.
Oh, well, I will. I appreciate that. And thanks for the book.
No, no problem.
I'm sure she'll enjoy it. She's just happy. She's just happy to have a gift from anybody.
It has some pictures in it, so start there.
Okay. Ruben really liked her. He wanted to give her something.
When she's got it, like she's eating with her hand on her book.
Oh, that's awesome.
Can we do a selfie with her?
And she's like, yeah.
Okay.
And he's like, okay, that's
I'll
fine.
I'll lean in. And
I'll go on the other side.
And she like puts her arm around you, gets like up in your fur. I mean, she's an 8-year-old kid. She'd never seen a harpoon before. So she's like, oh, this is really exciting.
I stick out my staff in the background to photobomb.
You should. No, you're on page 72. You should get the picture.
It's awesome. So the couple of days go by. Do we have the timer going on?
There's pictures of you on the planetary salt, Jadis.
No.
Cool. So a couple of days go by, and you get out to the jump space, and the jump happens. Okay? Jump time is
jump
a week.
Happens.
So this is where, mechanically, you...
Work on stuff you want
to
work
on. Yeah. You don't have to say, I'm working this thing. Just make a note somewhere. That, hey, you,
1 week of study.
Yeah, 1 week of study. Because anytime you get a week of study, generally you always do it in a jump. But when you get to your 8 weeks of study, you can make a roll to try to level up a skill.
And 8 weeks levels up a zero or creates a zero?
Yes.
And then 8 more weeks creates a one.
Yeah. And
then 16 weeks creates a two.
Yeah, because the way it works is every like period of study is an 8-week period.
Yeah.
So, and I don't want to go flip to the rules, but for memory, you... accumulate 8 weeks of study on a topic, then you make an education roll, and if you pass, you get a point or a successful period of study. You need periods of study equal to the level you're going to. So, like what John was saying, the first 8 weeks will take a nothing to zero, and then another 8 weeks will take it to a one, but then to get to two, you need 16, because that's 2 8-week periods of study.
Okay. That's awesome.
And you have to succeed on your roll. So you could get your 8 weeks and fail it, and then you lose the 8 weeks.
And then you go, womp.
Yeah, that's but that is this game's experience. So
I like that. That's a cool experience.
Yeah, I like it too. And plus, since you're always jumping around, I mean, those 8 weeks aren't terribly difficult to accumulate. I mean, heck, you're going to get 4.
We'll be halfway through after
going to Eureka.
Game.
Yeah.
Right.
Eureka.
Assuming that Tassan's upgrades work.
Or we just go,
right.
As we explode.
New characters.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So... you're in the middle of the jump, coming on the last day of what would be the wheat jump, and there's an extreme earthquake-like vibration that runs shuddering.
That is not
the whole
good.
Ship. It is not good.
I'm an expert in engineering and power plants. I'm going to immediately head towards the engineering section. Okay. Is that kind of a shudder, being the warp drive has having a problem?
Well, I'll finish explaining, and you'll have some more details, and maybe you'll know.
Pretty excited.
So the whole ship shudders, the lights flicker, and you can hear, like, there's a quiet, almost imperceptible hum in a ship when it's in jump space, right? Because all the power and everything's working, and it's creating, basically it creates like a subspace bubble kind of thing, and you leave this dimension, sort of, and then you get to where you're going a week later. And so it doesn't matter how big of a jump drive you have, it's always a week, right? So all the equipment involved in sustaining this, like, subspace bubble. Yeah. So you're, and the power, like, the hum goes away, and then the shutter, like the whole ship just jerks, like, hard. Everybody make, is it an athletics or acrobatics or something check?
There's athletics, yeah.
Athletics checks are good, yeah.
Cool. And, this
and if
is
we
a,
don't have the skill, it's at minus three, right?
Yeah, athletics, and you could do dex or strength, or even if you want to throw intelligence, like you're. This is basically not getting caught off guard and thrown across the ship.
Oh, intellect to like go, you know,
race like
now.
Yeah, like oh, something's happening. I'm gonna grab now or whatever.
So do we roll one or two die?
Every test will be two die, unless you have a boon or a bane. So in this case, you.
All right.
I've got a total of a 11. I used intellect.
Nice.
So seven.
Ooh, if you do not have the skill, you're minus three. Just know that.
I had one athletic skill.
Did you add your dex or strength?
I did add my intellect.
Okay. Or intellect.
That's what I do too. Jadis got a measly six.
Okay.
Poor Jadis.
Let's see. And I got a.
It was nice
six.
Knowing you, Jadis.
I was trying to catch myself with my staff. But
that you were walking down the hall and.
So this isn't going to be a damage thing. It's just going to be a bane. Like you get. Kind of bumped around a little bit. Every negative effect you have is just an extra bane. So it's kind of like it takes you that long to get all out of the days of being bumped, right? So it's not like you take damage. It's more of like a brief, I'm dazed and confused.
That makes sense.
So for those of you in the Navy, this everything about this, like the light, emergency lights come on, the alarm comes off, and the captain comes over the helm is like, please secure yourself. We're dealing with a problem, and that's all he says. If you've been in the Navy, actually, everybody can make this check. And I'll let you pick your skill you think would be best at determining offhand what happened, unless as a player you want to take a guess.
I'm going to guess. Is engineering power plant an appropriate skill?
Yes.
Cool. So I'll do that.
And I'm using pilot spacecraft.
I was drinking last night.
And I got a 10.
All right, so anyone got an 8 or higher?
I got a 10 as well.
I rolled 2. Plus 3 is a 5.
This seems very much like it could be a misjump. Which, misjumps can be as subtle as we took some damage, but we got where we're going, to our subspace bubble collapse on us and no one ever sees us again.
Whoopsie.
Right?
It's safe to assume. Jump in a random direction.
Yeah, that too. It's safe to assume the bubble didn't collapse because you're not dead.
Or at least I don't think so.
Now, are we together at this point?
It's however you guys were.
I would have run into the hallway.
Let's roll D6 and see if we're close to each other. You know what I mean?
Oh, our state rooms.
Yeah,
we're
just physically close. I'm a 6. Like we're right in the ship. We're near each other.
3.
I got a 1.
Okay, so
I was in the state rooms are all kind of in one area.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have been like in the commissary or
an
exercise room
corner.
I'd either be in the commissary working or in my stateroom working.
Well, how about the commissary?
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah.
So we're sitting at the table at the commissary.
So you rolled a 1. So you're like your stateroom then?
I'm going to say that I was in my stateroom meditating when this happened.
Nice.
And then I tried to make my way out into the hallway.
Stateroom, Admiral Kane has written a book, and he doesn't know that I'm also writing a book.
Nice.
So I'm working on it.
Nice.
I want the Harkoon perspective of that.
That's awesome.
So with this in mind, you guys being the commissary, you actually hear an explosion coming from the back of the ship.
Oh, wow.
Right.
We don't have any personal comms. Whoa. We need to get back there immediately. Do you have engineering skills? Does Ruben?
I have mechanic.
You do. Perfect. Does Jadis have any engineering skills?
I do not.
Okay. I'm going to run to Ruben's stateroom.
Okay.
And a knock on the door.
And I open it because I felt the shutter, so I was looking for you.
Come on now.
So I'm running with you because we've done this before.
Yeah. So as you get to the door over the comm, the PA, you hear the captain, Malon, say, hey, Kane, could I see you on the bridge, please?
Now they need some help. Okay, so we divert from engineering to run to the... Or you want to run down to engineering? I'll go to the bridge.
I'll check out engineering and see what's going on.
Okay, perfect. So I'll head to the bridge.
And I have a wrist comms.
And I tell you, good friend, our very lives are at stake. Do everything you can to solve this. That is a leadership role. Holy crud. I rolled an 11 plus 5 is a 16. I made by 8 successes. Whoa. So it's like 8 boons. Mm-hmm. Anyway, however you want.
And that's just for the next task?
It's for, yeah. The way it normally works in a combat round, I can hand it out to multiple people at the table based on the number. So that was an amazing roll.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you could adjudicate this next round or next task or whatever. Okay.
That works.
For those who are wondering, he rolled a 6 and a 5 on 2 6.
It's pretty good. Our very lives are in your hands.
Nice roll.
Awesome.
Nice. So you're heading back to engineering. Where is Kane going? I mean Ruben.
I'm heading to the bridge.
You're heading to the bridge. What's Dasan doing?
Kane told me to come with him because we're in the commissary, so I kind of have my little my portable computer on my arm. And I'm just kind of following around like...
And if we see Jadis in the hall now that we're heading to the bridge, I'm going to grab him because he's a pilot.
So I would have headed for the bridge thinking that my piloting skills might be helpful if the pilot was knocked out of commission. Plus, I know that would be the standard order of operations from my companions.
Okay.
That's where I would be heading.
So we're going to say you're a little bit closer to the bridge. So we'll deal with bridge first.
Okay.
So you come running up and get into the bridge, and Malon's in there, and he's at the controls, punching a bunch of buttons, and that's... weird, hard to say.
Bunching a bunch of pumpkins.
Punching a bunch of pumpkins. And all these alarms are going off, and he's doing all sorts of stuff. There's a little bit of spark coming out of the panel.
Captain Malon, how can we assist? What's going on?
Well, I could use a co-pilot, and we apparently had a misjump.
Jadis, why don't you sit in the chair?
Yes, I can assist.
Good. I can't get my engineer on the helm. I don't know what happened, but... He might be injured.
We've got Ruben, our Harkonnen. He's actually heading down there. He's got some engineering skills. I can also head down there to assist him if needed.
That's not bad. I got a whole bunch of passengers the medic might need help with, too.
I can help with that. I have a little bit of medic. I did a little bit with my cybernetics. I'd be glad to help.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you say so, I'll trust you.
Yeah, I definitely can do that. Yeah.
We'll get back there. You're going to earn your room board now.
Okay, great.
I got good news and bad news. We made it to the yacht sector, but we're not leaving the yacht sector. We're in bad shape. You look like you're about to say something.
No, I'm going to start looking at damage control stations, like trying to figure out what's going on. Like, look at check, do all the systems checks, figure out what's going on, trying to consolidate the information.
Okay, so...
I'll let Jadis do his job and get us safely wherever we need
to be. I'll sit down in the pilot's seat.
Okay, so you sit down in the pilot's seat. So back to engineering. This is about when you get to engineering. Yes. You get back there. It's whole, so it's not a hole in space. Like, it's intact. Mm-hmm. But there's some smoke coming out of the door when you open it up. There's some fire coming off of some of the, like a console, some engine parts off of the side, and then there's a man you're assuming is the engineer lying with some burn marks on his face on the floor.
I will check his vital signs first. I don't have any specialty in it, but just feeling for a pulse or
roll.
See if he's breathing.
Let's see if you correctly assess whether he's doing okay or not.
And now, I don't know if I get to choose where I apply the boon. I would apply it to...
You have Medic Zero, dude.
I do.
Yeah, so you're actually decent.
And so the way the skills work, if you don't have a skill, it's a -3. Okay. So even having a zero is a 3-point shift.
Yeah. So do I apply the boon on the very next thing I do, or can I apply it to a mechanical check?
What did you get, like 8?
I got 8.
Effective 8?
Yeah, I rolled awesome.
Yeah, I'll let you do it.
Okay, so this is just checking for vitals.
I'll say anything you do that's not mechanical, engineering-wise, you could trade 2 boons in for 1. Because it's sort of related to what you're trying to do. Yeah, but it's not directly. Oh.
Don't worry, dude. You get to add your intelligence.
You ate your target number.
For the medic.
This is for the medic, yeah.
Intelligence is 6.
So you got 6, yep.
So best you can tell is he's horribly maimed. You think he's breathing, but you have no idea if he's stable.
Internal bleeding.
Or if there's internal bleeding, or if he's, going to die in a minute. He's just messed up.
So I use my comm. Mm-hmm. And do you have a... Did you say...
Do we have comms? Did you buy a comm?
Yeah.
He did.
Oh, you did.
I bought a wrist comm. Real quick, level.
Yes.
Way these comms work, if you're on a ship, generally you can...
Hook into the ship's comm.
Hook into the ship comm, unless you've been locked out of it, right?
I could call the bridge.
Yeah, you could. Well, since you're on the bridge and they know you're helping, you're being given access. Generally, you can't just contact the bridge right away, right? Because they don't want to bother passengers. Just like, Captain, my toilet's clogged. My door's jammed. Captain,
if I have,
I don't have a wrist comm
communication with.
But I'm in the bridge,
Admiral Kane.
So you could attempt to connect to the bridge.
Okay, so I will try to connect to the bridge. I'm gonna buzz through and.
Okay.
Hello, is anyone there? Anyone?
This is
This is Ruben.
I'm
Ruben
at damage Glazer. Control. Do I hear there's a
command? Yeah, so engineering.
You hear him coming in.
Okay, I'll punch it open and put it on the bridge overhead.
Kane, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Ruben. What's up?
The engine room is smoking on fire.
On fire?
The engineer is down. We need medical help here right away.
Immediately. Do you need additional people to help with the fire?
Please, send in anyone you can. I'm going to try to see what I can do.
And generally, there's fire suppressant systems that kick off, or on, I should say, and it's not kicking on.
The fire suppressants aren't working. It could get bad really quick.
Okay, let me see what I can do from up here and see if I can do anything to help. We could unseal the room and depressurize. That would guarantee the fires to go out.
Well, we got to get this guy, the engineer, out first.
Got it. Let me see what the ship schematics. I'll get back to you. We'll send people down. Captain, is there anybody else we can send down there to help him? You got a ship's medic?
All right, I'm going
to
check it out.
My medic's on the way to check the passengers, but I think an engineer is more important. Yeah. So he gets on the comm and he's like, Tassan?
Yeah, I'm almost to the medic.
Okay, good. Do you think you can handle severe burns?
Yeah, I can. I've seen some of those before.
Okay, I want you to head to engineering instead because we may need you there on top of technical issues.
Okay, great. Yeah, I can do that.
In the middle of this, various you see lights start to dim the control panels for piloting, like flicker off for a second and then come back on. It makes that boom, doom, like powers kind of fading. And that's going on. Like, as you're running through the ship, there's parts or powers coming off and on.
Am I allowed to make my mechanical check now?
Just to see
if I can assess anything that's wrong and anything that can be done to help make it better.
Sure. So
is that two different roles?
With no role whatsoever, the first problem is there's a fire in the engine. You can see that without a roll.
Okay.
Then there is a fire extinguishing equipment handy, so you can put that out.
All right. If that's the most pressing problem, then I will put out the fire.
Generally, a fire on a spaceship is always the most pressing problem.
Death.
So you put that out, and Kane looks like he wants to say something.
No, I literally was going to pull up ship schematics while he's doing it and find out if we could seal off the engine. If he can't put it out, I was going to tell him to get out of there, and we would seal it off and then put a vacuum of space so we'd kill the fire, because that's a threat. But if he puts it out, then we're fine.
So go ahead and make a computer roll. You can make your first mechanical roll to assess the damage.
The drinking last night really jacked me up.
That is wild.
Wow, snake eyes.
I can't use the bones on me.
Ooh. Do we want to do a crit fail roll?
I don't think we should.
I think so. Heroes first are heroes. First crit fail of the campaign.
I've rolled two ones twice in a row.
Crit happens and you have to go.
Crit happens. Okay, I'm going to ponder appropriate crit for this moment.
Ooh, roll on that table right here.
Oh, that's a good idea.
What's the table?
What is the table?
Oh, this is my Stan's referee dashboard that I'll link into the show notes.
Okay.
Stan's referee dashboard has just been used.
I think we've been killed.
Yep.
No, you're not dead.
I sealed off engineering and put a vacuum second space one. With you in it. It was terrible.
Well, nice. So here's what happens. In your process of trying to... the first one I rolled was a secret weapon is revealed, such as a ticking time bomb. And I thought, no, I'm not going to put a bomb on the ship. That's not... But this other one's good. An ally is imperiled, held hostage, or betrays you. This is a good one.
Ooh.
So you're attempting to assess the situation, and due to the power fluctuations, and so the screen's going dark and coming back on, so it's not so much the Admiral Kane messed up. I mean, he did. But it's a result of all of this craziness going on with the systems. Like, you're not operating on a perfect system right now.
Makes sense.
So what ends up happening is where you are, the door slams shut and all the lights go out.
Where Ruben's at?
Ooh. Yeah, he accidentally isolated the section.
Makes sense, because I was trying to figure out how to cut it off.
Because you were trying to figure out how to cut it off. And you didn't mean to do it. Yeah, so you did that. You get around the corner, and the door shut.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well, I'll start. I'll try to find, those are, controls for the door or something, a manual override near the door.
There's a panel you could pop. Oops, I hit my microphone. You can pop open and, do some tricks of wires, maybe hook up and try to open it that way.
Yeah, I'll try to do that, definitely.
Quick question.
Yep.
Before the lights went out, I had made a mechanical roll. Was I able to do anything with that before lights went out?
Tell me the number again. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
It was 11.
Oh, yes. Nice. You get the fire put out, and the first thing you see that the damage has directly impacted some of the primary power supply, which it's the supply powering the engines and the jump drive. And the ultimate ramifications of this, if it's not fixed, from the damage you see, is a cascading power failure that will rack the whole ship. And You have no idea where you're at in space right now because you're in a room with no windows and locked in the dark. So you don't know how much time you have for...
Okay, so I saw that. It's really bad. Lights go out.
It's fixed. Like, you know, as a mechanic, there's ways to maybe not totally fix it, but delay it at least. Worst case scenario.
Do I happen to know those ways?
You do. You just need the time and the tools to fix it. And light.
And a flashlight.
And a flashlight.
All right. But I can't see in the dark. That's the cat people, right? The dog guys can't.
I think you're right. Do you have a book? Here, I'm going to hand you this. Somewhere up in the front. I'll let you take a look at that. In the meantime, on the bridge, let's get a pilot roll to see. Because you guys are, you come out of jump space, and out of the window, you can tell that you're rotating. Like, you still have power, but with the engines cutting in and out, stabilizing trajectory is an issue.
Okay.
So he's going to ask you to assist him.
All right.
Okay. So
assist the captain or the pilot?
The captain. He is the pilot.
Okay.
Okay. So that I'm not rolling and taking away the fun of you rolling dice, I'll let you roll the dice.
All right.
And you'll get a boon, because he's helping you do it.
So I'm getting a boon from that, but I still have a bane from earlier from being disoriented, I believe.
Oh, so they're going to negate. They're going to neutral, so you don't get either.
Okay. All right. Here we go. So this is a piloting spacecraft roll.
And it's a 10 because of the situation you're in.
It's just a little hard. Target number is a 10.
Yeah.
And I forgot to bring my red dice.
So, and for those who like to know what that means, that's a difficult task.
Oh. An 8 after my modifiers, which is shy of the mark.
Does that include your intelligence? Did you include adding your
intelligence modifier? Oh, no, I didn't. Sadly, I'm not as intelligent as I look.
Or are you? So, you don't manage to make it horribly worse, but it's still a problem, right?
I'm trying to hold on here, but it's not working.
Okay. Tassan's at the door. Let's see if Tassan can get the door open.
Okay, what am I rolling on?
This is going to be your computer skills.
Oh, sweet.
Because you're trying to hack a door with directly.
Boom.
That is a 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So it's 12.
Nice. In the middle of the dark, the door just flies open. And the light comes in, and you get a little bit of smoke comes out. And there's a harcoon standing there with a fire extinguisher in his hand. And he's standing over this, like, seriously wounded guy on the floor.
I'm going to... Go, hey, Ruben, what are you doing here? You're not the engineer.
Oh, hey, I've got... it doesn't matter. Come, help this guy.
Oh, help this guy? Okay, yeah. I'm going to look around the room for, like, a medical kit or a first aid kit or something like that, like, if they have something like that.
Okay, so you find one on the wall next to the door.
I'll grab that and then kind of do the run-slide thing over next to the guy on the floor, right?
So you slide over to the guy.
Right.
And you get your kit out, and you check him, and he's dead.
Okay, Is Ruben looking at me while I'm, like, working on this car?
Ruben's probably focused on the engines.
Ruben's focused on the engines.
Would you say Ruben? Yeah.
Yes.
Now that he's got some light, he's like, I can see, and he's going to do that.
Okay. So I'm still going to, like, I'm gonna look over at Ruben, and I'm going to start, like, putting bandages on the guy, kind of like I am doing something, right? So, kind of like I am making progress, right? So I'm going to start, like, applying the burn salve to him, right, and all that kind of stuff, and put some bandages. Close up wounds, right? So I'm gonna work on it like I'm making progress.
So don't demoralize the harpoon.
And I just kind of see him in the corner of my eye that he's doing stuff, and I'm looking at the engine and trying to.
Awesome. And you said you rolled a 12 to open the door.
Yeah.
So with the four effects, I'm gonna say that you also managed to get the lights back on.
Oh, sweet.
I mean, you got four effects. That's pretty solid.
Yeah.
So the lights are on as well. So it looks like he's fixing the guy up. And you take him for his word, so you can get on to the engine. Your primary concern is to keep the power on.
Which I'm going to try to do.
Right? So that's a 10 target number. You can use engineering, electronics, or mechanic.
I'll use mechanic.
Plus your education.
Do I still have another boon?
And you can use your... Yes, you do. You can use your education.
While he's trying to do this, I'm going to try and shut down power systems and other parts of the ship and just put us on base life support and ship's controls. So at least he's doing a minimal amount of energy. So whatever we have, at least... So I'm giving ship's controls to him, turning off nav, turning off, you know, any other systems that we don't have to use.
I wouldn't turn off nav, but on non-critical systems.
Non-essential systems,
yeah. That's awesome he did that, because there's actually a note here. Powering down non-critical systems gives a +1 to the throw.
Boom.
So well done,
Admiral
King.
That's why I'm an admiral.
So this is going to be your role for the next 24 hours. So what you're doing for the next 24 hours is working on this engine to keep power on.
Because you are
14.
Nice.
That's how we roll.
Killed it.
Boom. Woo.
Very good. Very
Dog
good.
Dogman rule.
The smacking sounds is when we're slapping one another. We're very excited.
Ow!
Appropriately slapped.
So for the next, he manages to keep power on, which is awesome. With the four effects, I'm gonna give a boon to the next piloting check because he's nice. Stabilized the power. He's done a little bit more than keeping on. With turning off all the non-critical systems and stabilizing the power, he's able to keep it going.
Does Jada still look disoriented from the previous situation? Because if he is, I may take over the bridge.
No, he seems like got.
Wait, he's not shaking.
You had two.
He had two. Yeah.
You have one more.
He didn't cast so much.
So if he looks shaken, I was going to take over the bridge.
He looks a little bit. Yeah.
If you don't mind, let me take controls. Is that okay?
Admiral, will you please take the helm?
Yeah, you just look a little disoriented.
He's so calm. Alarms are going off. Yeah. It's a panic. You're drifting in space.
I was meditating when this all began.
Yeah, it looks like your head. You've got a bruise on your head too.
If that guy didn't fast so much, I think you'd be all right.
Well,
I think to myself back in the mechanics
area. If only I'd had some more protein in that spaghetti.
So you guys are actually drifting through space for a solid 24 hours before you start approaching Yance 2, which is the planet in the system. But people just call it Yance because it's the only planet with life on it. So it's a 30-minute process to get the ship down, okay? Mm. Every piloting role you do, actually, I guess it's Admiral Kane now.
Mm-hmm.
Every piloting role you do is a 10-minute check. So it's going to take three rolls to get down.
Awesome.
Okay?
Is the captain still assisting? Technically, I'm really assisting him, but...
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's actually let you... He's like, hey, if you want to take over, go for it.
Okay.
You got way more experience than I... Yeah.
Okay. Actually, he can assist, and then I'll still get the... Jadis could assist, right?
That's true.
Okay, that's fine. So Jadis, we've flown together a bunch.
No, so when you assist,
mm-hmm.
you give me a boon.
You're just gonna give him a boon. At least that's a house rule. No, that's
okay.
Maybe you should, but for now, I think we'll just go that way.
Yep.
What's happening?
Good thing for the boon.
Yeah.
Still didn't help.
Ten's a number.
Yep. Nope.
Are those two ones I see?
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah. My dice are cursed.
He rolled a 4-1-1
moon because I can roll is ones.
So here's what happens: as you're in the process of landing, power is actually finally dying in the ship.
Oh no!
Like it's beginning to slowly cascade throughout the ship. Fortunately, you got your four effects, so it's not doing so bad. Oh, you know what? I actually gave the next piloting a boon roll because of his four effects, right?
Yeah.
So you can't have a double boon. So. Let's translate that to a +2 modifier.
So I missed by one.
Okay. That's not horrible. So basically what happens is you're beginning to enter the atmosphere. You miss it just enough that you're not coming in at a good angle, so you're going to have a -1 in your next throw.
Got it.
Right?
Now I'm using new dice.
I was going to say, he's no longer using my dice. He's now switching over to his own dice.
Yeah, and I'm willing to crush Bailey's dice, but they were...
If in doubt, swap out the dice.
Exactly.
The ones that are more certain.
With the boon, we roll again, right, with the +1?
-1.
-1.
Yeah.
Oh, better?
It is not the dice.
Terrible. It is not the dice. It's the
throw. Oh, what do you get? I can only see two of
terrible.
Them.
Oh, that's terrible. I have
you see, a two is what you get.
I have a 5 total now.
Oh, that's rough.
Yep.
That's bad.
That's bad.
Jadis is regretting letting the
Admiral
take over.
Jadis should take over.
And he's doing a religious gesture that you know to be prayer.
Yeah, exactly.
So the ship is lurching horribly. It's bouncing around. It's lurching. It's like you're slamming into rocks, but there's nothing in the air. It's just, hitting pockets of air. It's coming in hot. The heat plating to protect the ship is coming off. And that's when you begin to realize that this particular vessel is not streamlined for atmosphere flight.
Oh.
Which adds a further -4 to the die roll.
Oh!
I tell them, is there escape pods?
It's not really an escape pod. It's like a ship boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get...
Well, I would tell the captain to get these people out immediately. We not make it.
So the captain's like, I'll go take care of that. He's like, Jadis, you want to take this over? He's like, he motions to the helm.
To take over the pilot? Well,
helping him out. Because there's two spots.
To help the admiral. Yes, absolutely.
So he heads out and he starts getting as many people as he can into...
Yeah, get them off.
And he's only getting the people who are in staterooms on.
Not the low berth people.
It takes too long to wake them up.
Yeah, exactly.
You have about 10 minutes before you hit the ground hard, sounds like.
At least they won't suffer.
Yeah. Okay.
Like we will.
So you got one more throw, which is horribly modified against you. But at least you have a boon.
What's the target number? The
target number is 10, but you got the minus...
We have to roll a 12.
You have the minus 1 from your failure. You have the minus 4 from the ship not being streamlined.
We can't make it. We have to roll 13.
On the die, after roll 13?
Yeah, but if the target number is a 10, we have to roll 13 on the dice.
Well, what skills do you have?
I'm is this to assist? So he is he's
mm-hmm. a plus 1 with all his points. So yep. I'd roll 13 with my plus 2.
Ooh, that's rough.
So evacuate ship.
So you can do other things, like on the ship. Like you can ask him to attempt to do something.
So you said my roll lasted for 24 hours. That has expired already.
Yeah, this is right? at the end of those 24 hours.
So then, in fact, I would be furiously trying to patch something together on my end, even though I can't know what's going on up there.
You know power's gone out, and you know that you are... Glad you have a slightly lower center of gravity right now because you're getting tossed all over.
So I am booting.
I'm yelling over the comm, evacuate ship, evacuate ship.
I will try one thing.
There is no comm on the ship because the power went out.
Yeah. Oh, fair point. I'm yelling, evacuate ship.
Right now I rolled a 1 and a 2. So
I think at this point it's safe to say...
Wait, we missed the piloting roll by 10.
I have 3. A plus 4. The ship, so what was my target number?
An 8.
So I had a 4 from mechanics... 3 here, 7, and then a plus 1 intellect. So I got an 8.
All right. So you offset the plus 2 from the size of from all the negative modifiers I have. So you're at minus 3 instead of minus 4. But
I only missed it by 9 then.
Yeah. So the ship...
Only by 9.
Missed it by...
By just 9.
The ship lands hard. If Boom. You want to call it land. More of like...
Crash.
Yeah, horribly. I mean, it hits the deck. Everyone straps in at the last minute, and it like doesn't slide. It cartwheels through the forest in the jungle.
Any of the families get off on the ship boat?
It was like an epic movie moment where there's a tree line, like mm-hmm. right here, and then you got just enough space for the ship boat to pop out and get out of the way.
Good.
And in the middle of your cartwheels, for a brief second, you think you see it as you go
That's
by.
Good.
And it's horrible. So everyone's going to take... So I'll let the table decide. We can roll damage. I can roll damage one time, and that applies to everybody. Or you guys can roll your own 2d6 of damage and apply it to yourself. Oh, given away John's roll, he probably wants to roll his own damage.
I want to roll my own. I don't want to be anywhere near John's dice.
You never know. I could roll 2 ones.
And that's right. Actually, I do want John's dice.
Oh, no. So this is... The reason... Story-wise, you're rolling your own because you're all at different places in the ship.
Right. Yeah,
and so you're strapped in. You have different environmental
hazards. Does our armor help or no? Because we're being thrown around. I was saying
it's not really ballistics.
Yeah, this is like blunt force trauma. Yeah.
I raised you by 2 on that.
Oh, man.
Are you conscious?
How do we apply the damage?
So damage first applies to strength, and then you all of it, like until strength is gone.
Okay.
And that it can be healed up, so don't erase your number. Like, leave your permanent number in there, because you can't heal it.
Okay, I'm there. What does it come off after?
After that, you pick agility or dexterity.
Because when 2 of them go to 0, you're unconscious.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my strength is at 0. Not my endurance?
Current.
What'd I say?
You said agility. I think.
Sorry. Endurance or dexterity. So, yeah, you have 3 physical traits. Okay. Strength, dexterity, endurance.
So, okay. Yeah. And that's currently at a 4.
I may be... Okay.
All right, well, my strength is at a 0, and my endurance is at 4.
Yeah, I think I thought it went off of endurance first.
Maybe it does. Let me double check.
I think it's endurance. Massive ship, and I rolled my hottest roll on the way down.
Hold on.
That was like my highest roll on the way down.
It's unlike Classic Traveler, where you would randomly die roll to see.
This was like, I'm a baddie. And then, dice can kill you, though. That's just the way it goes.
But you had the shakes.
I do have the shakes.
It might be a pride thing, like you. I'm still the best.
No, that's why I didn't take over the cap. I'm a minus.
Oh, you know what? I was incorrect. Damage is initially applied to your endurance.
Aha.
Oh,
okay. Yeah,
I take that back. So reset your strength and then change endurance.
Gotcha. Okay.
Any excess damage is deducted from either your strength or your dex. And the way it works is you have to pick one, and then all the remaining damage goes to it.
Nice.
You can't divide it. Yeah.
Yep.
If it goes to 0, you're unconscious.
Yeah, you can go back and forth between different times you take damage. So that attack 1, you take damage, and you take a couple points off dex. Attack 2, then you can move it to strength, right? But one attack has to be gone to the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So does anyone have two stats at zero?
No.
No. No.
Good. No one got unconscious. See?
There's a silver lining.
Thanks, Major.
There's a silver lining. Yeah, we're right on time.
Hour 15. I think it's been an hour this, and 10 minutes or so.
I think would be a good spot to take a break.
All right.
Bum, bum.
And we will be back with the next episode.
Woo!
Thanks for listening.